My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They've done it against the Atlanta Braves. They've come from 7 runs down here at the bottom of the 8th inning. They lead it 11-8. Incredible. Piazza with his 22nd home run of the year. And this place is absolute bedlam here at Shea.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
102 on this Friday, midday, Mark Belusis with you. Get back to your calls in for BT and Tal. Get back to your calls here a little bit. Dave Lennon, national baseball writer for Newsday, joins me now, kicking off the 1 o'clock hour. Dave, it's been a long week. It really has, without baseball. Mets and the Yankees are both hopeful and alive here in the second half. How are you, buddy?
Mark, what do you mean without baseball? What do you think was happening in Arlington, Texas for the past 4 days? I was out there on Saturday for the Futures game, watching Brandon Sprout light it up.
Yeah, so. Dave, it was tough. The All-Star game is what it is. I'm not knocking it. The jerseys were terrible. The derby was okay.
It was
a little bit of a bore fest, the home run derby.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I was going to say, baseball was there if you wanted to look for it over the All-Star break. But, man, if you had your TV set on watching those uniforms, I'm hoping, and I know this might seem like a minor thing, but aesthetically, you know, that they go back to the regular uniforms. I mean, I grew up, you know, watching games like that, really enhanced my love for the All-Star game when I was a kid, just looking for your, you know, your players and their uniforms. And I really think there's something to that. Hopefully they go back to it.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was hard to identify. My kids, 11, totally. 9, and 7, you know, they're like, who's that? And yeah, you're trying to figure right. out who exactly. I mean, you know who they are because you're watching the game. But for those that are just flipping it on, it's hard to decipher who's who. You know, Dave, sure. you've been covering baseball in this city for a long time. Let's start with the Mets. You know, the special nature, and sometimes when things are unexpected, it makes it that much more enjoyable, especially when this team was sitting there June 2nd, June 3rd, 11 games under the 500 mark. What we have seen, and the Mets getting themselves back into it, 3 games over 500, second half begins tonight. Do you think it's sustainable?
I do, Mark, and the thing, and you mentioned, you know, the Mets, and I've been in the city for a while covering it. Yeah, I do get a sense that, you know, with Mets fans, that they're not really taking this for granted. I mean, considering the team's history, you know, that when they do move themselves into contention, that this is not an annual thing for the New York Mets. So it's not something that people should be looking at and saying, you know, well, they're not really that good. Or, you know, let's not be fooled by the hot run. You know, we still have to think about the future. You know, I think there is something to this, Mark. And when you do say, is it sustainable? Yes, because this hasn't been about one or two players. You know, as great as Nimmo and Lindor have been in pulling this team back, and I should say J.D. Martinez to a certain extent too, you know, they've been getting production, Mark, up and down this lineup. And that's what gives you thought that, hey, you know, on the days that Nimmo and Lindor have cooled off or when one of them isn't hitting, that there's other guys in this lineup. You know, I'd like to mention Pete Alonso as being a bigger contributor than he has been to this point. But you have guys further down in the bottom of the lineup, you know, a Harrison Bader that we've never seen before. I mean, we didn't see this guy in the Bronx, you know, in very limited short spurts, that one playoff run. But they have guys up and down this lineup. You know, I haven't even mentioned Alvarez, you know, who's a big contributor here. So this is not a one or two guy operation like we've seen in the Bronx for the past couple months. This is a lineup up and down. I think they can keep this going. And I'll also mention, as we know, you know, they have a deep rotation. You know, I'm not going to say a top of the league rotation, but enough bodies to get you through. Of course, it's the bullpen that's the big concern here.
Yeah, it is. And that's something that David Stearns is going to have to get aggressive with. Cohen understands the importance of field in a competitive team. He wants people at Citi Field. He knows that there's a battle for the entertainment dollar in this city. With that kind of as the backdrop, Dave, I want to ask you this. Is Stearns in complete control? I'm not telling you, but Cohen's always going to, an owner's always going to be involved. My point being is, do you think Cohen, who's been, you know, active at times on social media, talked about how special things are and, you know, turning things around when they were playing really well in the month of June. Do you think David Stearns, if he doesn't want to make a move, do you think Cohen pushes him to be even more aggressive at the deadline?
Well, I'll preface that, Mark, by saying this. Yeah, I think we can all agree that this was a roster built to be dismantled at the trade deadline.
Correct.
If you look at the number of one-year contracts on this team that Stearns assembled, you know, Luis Severino, Sean Manaea is on a couple of years, but also with an option. You know, Quintana on the back of his deal here. J.D. Martinez on a one-year deal. These are all pieces designed that if they had performed well and the team wasn't in contention, that could be spun off. Now, you know, they've all performed or exceeded expectations, and yet they're in a place now where you can't do that. You know, and I think Stearns even realizes that. And you mentioned, would Cohn want to go for it? And that, would that conflict with Stearns? I don't see that. You know, I really see these two being on the same page with what they want to do with this season. And I don't think that Stearns is going to be in a spot where, hey, I'm going to spin off a starting pitcher or two and try to see if we can wing it without a Manaea or without a Severino or without a Quintana or sell off somebody else part of it, whether you want to talk about an Alonso, which I don't think will happen now. But I think that Cohen and Stearns believe now, and looking ahead to these next 2 weeks, which are big, you know, that they've liked the excitement, they've liked the competitiveness they've seen from this team and the buzz they've created at Citi Field. I've looked around now there, Mark, before the break. There's people in the building now.
Yeah.
And that's something we didn't see for the first couple months of the season. And I think they have to respect that from where they are, from a not only from a baseball competitive issue, but a business issue, too.
Dave, the Met fan that right now is screaming, as even the baseball fan is screaming, go get some bullpen arms. This team it desperately needs it. Can't watch Diekman anymore. You know, they need a lefty. How aggressive do you think Stearns is going to be come July 30th?
Well, I mean, I think he's certainly going to be aggressive in conversations, that those are certainly happening. And he's certainly been an aggressive guy with an aggressive reputation coming from Milwaukee, even if he's coming from a spot that didn't spend a whole heck of a lot of money. I think the keys here for the Mets is, you know, can you take some big money off another team's hand? You know, can that be part of the equation where other teams might be willing to part with more minor league talent in order to get some of these players? So that's still an advantage for the Mets, is taking back salary in some of these relief pitchers. I think a great one for them, who isn't going to be on the market now, is Kenley Jansen, who is a guy that is making a ton of money, and everyone thought that the Red Sox were going to put on the market. Lo and behold, you know, the Red Sox are very much part of the playoff race in the AL right now, and I don't see Jansen being on the market here. I thought that might be an interesting play for the Mets. The other guys is going to be a lot of, you know, competition for. We've seen the names here, you know, whether it's Tanner Scott, you know, whether it's Carlos Estevez. I mean, these are guys that I think Scott has another $3.5 million left on his deal for the second half of the year. Estevez is making close to $7 million this year. So I'd like to see a situation where money was more of a factor, where Cohen's checkbook could come a little more into play as far as absorbing that, because I think that's where their advantage continues to be, because they're just still not a team, I don't think, that is really kind of willing to go too deep into their system to get these players.
Dave, are you surprised Alonso has not reacted well being a contract year?
As far as performance goes?
Yes.
You know, I wondered about that to start, Mark. You know, Judge was really a guy with a chip on his shoulder, and you kind of had a sense that he was going to go out and show the Yankees and bulldoze the league, and that's exactly what he did. With Alonso, I wasn't quite so sure. You know, again, a very prolific power hitter, cornerstone of the team. I didn't get that same edge with Pete. He's just not kind of that same player mentally. That's not a knock as far as his competitiveness. Just as far as that edge and kind of, you know, harboring that resentment against the organization, which can help going out into free agency. So sometimes it can get into players' heads. I do think with Pete that it's kind of snuck in there a bit and may have held him back a little bit this year.
When you look at Kodai Senga, it's going to make one more rehab start. Dave, from your understanding, are we going to finally see, as long as everything goes well, with that next rehab start up at AAA, you expect Kodai to be back in this starting rotation?
I mean, if this was a normal rehab thing, I'd say he'd be ready to go right after that. But as we've seen the stops and starts with Senga, Mark, is that it's tough to put faith in how his progress has gone. He's kind of switched gears so many times. I think now, and I hate to say it, I wonder about the fact that this team being competitive again has moved up his own mental timeline with this, because I'm stunned with how long that it's taken him to get back into this. And I think the Mets front offices too, this has really kind of surprised them how long this has kind of take to get through. He's been beyond the regular timeline for it. So based on the reports they've been getting from AAA and based on his performance and based on his health, yeah, I mean, I would expect him to come up right after that. And Mendoza has already said he expects them to go to a six-man rotation when Senga does come up to be a part of it.
You mentioned Mendoza, the job that he's done or did in the first half. Second half gets going tonight. Mets in Miami taking on the Marlins. What about Mendy? When it's going really well, he's going to get a ton of credit. Didn't get off to a great start, obviously, sitting there 11 games under 500. He talked about conversations. His reputation as being a guy that is very communicative with his players. What about the job that Mendoza has done here year one with the Mets, Dave?
I mean, Mark, I feel like he's already gotten them through 3 years of adversity in 3 months, right? I mean, hasn't it felt that way?
Yes.
I mean, this team has been through so much craziness, whether it's the 0-5 start, getting back on their feet, going back in the tank again, coming back out of that. And I think that's a big testament to Mendoza's ability here. I wondered about him coming over from the Bronx only because, you know, when you go from bench coach to the big chair, you know, it's a huge step, you know, as far as the spotlight, as far as handling the media, as far as handling the criticism. And his limited exposure to that over in the Bronx, you know, he was still kind of feeling his way. He's taken to that extremely well, you know. And I think an important part of that, Mark, which we haven't seen as much with his former buddy Aaron Boone, is I think Mendoza's been pretty much a straight shooter. You know, I think when guys haven't performed to what they should be, when guys have made mistakes, when guys have to be smarter on the field, I think Mendoza's pointed that out. You know, we've seen Boone over in the Bronx kind of sugarcoat it to the point of, you know, bending reality to making fans crazy who are watching these games wondering what he's talking about.
Yes.
You haven't seen that with Mendoza.
No.
You know? And I think the players and the fan base appreciate that, and I think that can go a long way. And listen, he doesn't have the cachet built up that Aaron Boone has. I know Boone's in his last year of his deal, but Mendoza's trying to make a good impression too, and I think he's done that, you know, by being a straight shooter.
Yeah, Dave, the example it brings up is Diaz. Like, when Diaz got, you know, banged for, you know, having the stuff on his hands and got the suspension, you know, people were kind of stunned with the reaction from Carlos Mendoza. I thought it was refreshing. I thought it was great.
What, 100% in agreement with you on that, Mark. I mean, he wasn't going to pretend it didn't happen. You know, I mean, the amount of percentage of pitchers that get busted for this is, you know, a tiny, tiny percentage. So the umpires aren't just making this up. There's no vendetta against Diaz to get him off the field. There was something there, whether it was an excess of rosin, which, again, is illegal if you use too much of a legal substance, it's still open to discipline. So I think Mendoza's first point of that was frustration with his player.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He's like, how could you put us in this spot? We're already incredibly shorthanded in the bullpen. Now we don't have our closer. And now our bullpen is going to be down a man because of what you did. I think it really disappointed. I mean, I think it made him incredibly frustrated. And I think he was honest about it. You know, his players can't do that. You know, they have to, but they can't put their team in that position. And I think that was the right way to handle it. And I think people inside this clubhouse knew that was the right way to handle it too.
We're chatting with Dave Lennon, Newsday, national baseball writer. Dave, let's switch over to the Bronx here. How long was this All-Star break, given the fact that the team was 8-18 last 26 games? How long was this All-Star break here for the general manager, Brian Cashman?
Oh, I mean, in what sense? I mean, they went into the break as far as a disastrous finish to the first half that Sunday in Baltimore, which really kind of wrecked what had been a good weekend. And getting back and possibly going into the break in first place. So, you know, with Cashman, yeah, I mean, the crazy thing about Cashman is that we'd be giving him a lot of credit for building a World Series contender for the first 2 months of this year. And then all of a sudden we have to switch gears now and say that he's built a fallible roster with guys that aren't performing to expectations, Stanton getting hurt again like he always does, and a rotation regressing more to the mean and not pitching more to the way that we thought it might, as opposed to lights out it was in the first 2 months. So, yeah, I mean, Cashman, he's got some work to do before the deadline here. You know, I never thought I'd say that John Birdie was so crucial to this team coming off the IL, but they could use something at third base, and what they've had so far isn't it. But I think a lot of it, the problem with the Yankees, Mark, is that they have guys in this lineup that aren't performing like they should have been in this season. And a lot of us, I didn't see it coming. Did I expect DJ LeMahieu to fall off a cliff once he got healthy again? No, I didn't see that happening. Older, getting hurt more, sure. But I expected some production out of that. Gleyber Torres going into his walk year.
Torres surprises me. Torres and Alonso are two examples. Torres to a lesser, to a greater extreme, because he's not anywhere close to the hitter he was a year ago.
No, I mean, we saw it with him. I mean, this is the guy that was hitting close to 40 home runs in his first 2 years in the league, kind of dipped after that. But then we saw some signs, you know, the past couple of years that maybe he was climbing back towards being that player again, and it just didn't happen. You know, I don't know whether his head wasn't in it whether the frustration of the plate was hurting him in the field, where we've seen some of that nonchalance creep back and cost the Yankees in that respect. I mean, it's been a terrible year for Gleyber Torres, and that's been a guy that they've really, that they pinned a lot of hopes on. You saw that just by the fact that he was starting the season in the leadoff spot, and it just didn't happen for him. Volpe, another guy, Mark, who they thought was turning a corner at the start of this year, and really kind of had went right back into being kind of, you know, a guy with question marks on whether or not he could really be that kind of offensive player. And those are two guys that have hurt him. The catching position, again, another spot that's been a rough patch for them. So, listen, Soto and Judge have carried this team, you know, given them performances that we've kind of expected. Judge maybe even a tick or two above that. But after that, the lineup is really something that's been holding this team down.
Dave, it's an all-in year for the Bombers. How all-in do you think Cashman will be come July 30th?
Well, I mean, I think he's going to do what he can try to do. I mean, can you get a third baseman in here? Can you get a Paredes from the Marlins? I know that's the big name that people have been talking about. Is there a name out there right now, which there usually is, that we haven't seen that he can swing a deal for? I know Spencer Jones is a name that keeps coming up. Are they willing to include him in a deal? I think, Mark, with you said all in, this being Soto's rental year, I think they have to start thinking that way. We can talk about holding on to people for the future. I know front offices like to do that. But I think the big key here, Mark, and I know you've probably mentioned that recently, is that
Soto's like an anvil over this team's head. Let's be honest.
100%. I mean, with him being a rental year, you've got to do it with Soto on the roster this year. And you've got to do what you can to make it happen with him on the roster. And I think that's the mindset they have to have at this deadline.
But here's the other one, Dave, is that there are a lot of Yankee fans that look at this team and saying, well, can he rectify it all? Like, what's reasonable here? Like, what can Cashman and company do? Because there are, you have concerns about Holmes closing games out. Obviously, the lineup outside of Soto and Judge has been non-existent. You hope that, you know, Volpe and Verdugo wake up in the second half. I don't know about Gleyber Torres. Is there just too much for work for Cashman to do?
Yeah, you mentioned Verdugo. That's a great name too, Mark, that I had forgotten that he has really kind of been out of it, you know, in the past month as well. There's a lot of holes to plug here. But the other side of that, Mark, I mean, I think what Cashman has got to think, only because of all those holes, he has to expect a little bit of a bounce back here.
Fair.
You know, some of these players, Volpe and Verdugo in particular, have had terrible past months. You know, will they get a little bit more of that? I think what Cashman has to do here is look at the area of the biggest need. I'll put catcher on that spot, or third base certainly up there too, and decide what are the pieces that he's going to be able to get. He's always been good at getting bullpen arms at the break. That's kind of been his specialty. But is that as important as getting a third baseman in here? Is that as crucial as finding, you know, a better person behind the plate? These are the things that he has to prioritize and decide, because there's only a limited amount of things that he can wind up doing and spots on this roster to do it in.
Dave, last one would be this. After game 162, you think both the Mets and the Yankees are playoff teams?
I do. I mean, I think the Yankees will find a way to get there. I don't see them falling out of the wild card race, and I think they'll hang around the Orioles. Listen, the Orioles weren't world beaters in the past 3 weeks or so heading into the break either, so they have a lot to show too. I do think, for the reasons we mentioned, Mark, I think the Mets are legit. You know, I think the rotation has enough bodies there to see them through any type of injuries that might come up. They got a young arm in Christian Scott who can contribute. Senga coming back. The bullpen, I think they'll find a piece or two to help that, and I think they'll get a wild card spot. I'm pretty sure we'll have a nice October with both teams in it.
It's time for Cashman to put all the chips in the middle of the table. I know he's but this is you got Soto for the rest of this year. That's the only guarantee you got. That's it.
That's the difference. That's the difference in past years is the Soto factor for sure.
Hey, Dave, appreciate it. It's great to have baseball back tonight. Always great catching up with you. Talk a little bit about the Mets and the Yankees, and we'll chat again soon, all right?
Hope so, Mark. Have a great weekend.
You got it. You as well. Dave Lennon from Newsday, national baseball writer, does a fantastic job. Time for today's call of the day. Well, hit the sounder first. Sorry. Oh, no sounder. Call of the day. Wasn't there usually a sounder? No, there was, right? No, today's call of the day, brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.